The West Virginia State Auditor, J.B. McCluskey, came to the March 16th Pocahontas County Commission meeting. McCluskey told the commissioners that the new COVID stimulus bill that just passed Congress will be providing a lot of money directly from the federal government to the counties. This differs from the smaller amount provided during last year's stimulus bill, which gave the money to the state to pass down to the counties. McCluskey said that the counties will have 4 years to spend this money this time, whereas they only had 1 year to spend last year's COVID money. He said that although the rules for what this new COVID money can be spent for are more relaxed this time, the counties will still have to account for all the money they spend in about 2 years or so. McCluskey said, "Trying to keep track of how every dollar is spent can be a very burdensome task for the counties." He said the tax office wants to help the counties with both interpreting the rules on how the money can be spent and in maintaining detailed records about how the money is spent. To do this, the state tax office will provide the counties with biweekly updates on the rules, which tend to change frequently, and it is allowing and encouraging the counties to set up separate accounts on the wvcheckbook.gov website. Using that website will not only provide an excellent tool for the county to track how it spends the money, but will also provide real-time transparency to any member of the public who wants to see how money is being spent. He said the county can synchronize their accounting software with the checkbook website to make the task easier. The county will maintain full control over its own checkbook account and can open up any part to the public that it wants to. The tax office already lists all state spending on their checkbook website. The commissioners also approved their 2021-2022 fiscal year budget, details of which the commissioners will publish in the Pocahontas Times. The commissioners had previously approved paying $10,000 for the Board of Education to use as their local match for the USDA Distance Learning Grant, which would have provided computing devices to all students in the county schools. The Board of Education has now informed the commissioners that grant has not been approved and asked the commissioners to allow them to use that money instead as a local match for a new grant, which, if approved, would do the same thing. Commissioner Rubinsky suggested that the commission hold off from doing this to see just how much money the Board of Education will receive from the new COVID stimulus bill, which is reputed to be a very large sum. The commissioners agreed and took no action on this request at this time. The commissioners voted to enter into an agreement with the West Virginia Conservation Agency to help find the location to dispose of debris in the event of a flood. They reappointed Kendall Beveridge and Jamie Kellison, whose terms have already expired, to the fire board. Judy Fuller of the Upper Pocahontas Community Cooperative informed the commissioners that they believe they had found the tenant, the County Public Service District, for the second floor of the former Howes Tannery office building if it is restored. They are seeking grants to establish a tannery museum on the first floor of the building. John Simmons submitted a written estimate he obtained from Reliable Roofing Company to tear off the old roof from that tannery office building and replace it with a rubber membrane roof. The estimate is for $20,146. The commissioners took no action on a request to send $300 to Region 4 to advertise for an architect and an engineer for a possible mitigation grant to move the 911 center, the Sheriff's Department, and Pocahontas Memorial Hospital's EMS unit out of the flood zone in Marlinton to a new building near the hospital. They need to clarify whether the Sheriff's Department and the 911 center are actually in the floodplain before approving this. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.